Hello, this is your Polycast for Thursday, July 30th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, more about a possible special legislative session, and student test scores are basically flat. DFL Governor Mark Dayton wants a special legislative session early next month to consider an emergency financial aid package for resorts and other businesses in the Lake Mille Lacs area. As we mentioned yesterday, state officials are expected to soon shut down walleye fishing on the lake due to dwindling numbers of fish, and Dayton is concerned about the economic ramifications. Tim Pugmire has more.
No decisions have been made about when to hold a special session or what kind of legislation to include, but Dayton is already kicking around some ideas to help Mille Lacs area businesses. He said a package of state assistance might include zero-interest loans, property tax abatements, and additional tourism promotion in the area. During a news conference, Dayton defended the need for state assistance for private businesses. He also said he wants to provide help as quickly as possible.
The sooner we can get a working capital loan program in place for people, the sooner we can give them the financial assistance they're going to need to pay their staff and basically to continue to keep operating during this time. For now, until the end of Labor Day is really, that's their peak season, the summer.
Department of Natural Resources officials impose strict limits on Mille Lacs Lake walleye fishing to try to help the rapidly declining fish population rebound. Dayton said he does not believe the decline is related to American Indian fishing on the lake, but he raised concerns about the tribal practice of gill netting during spawning season, which is allowed under long-standing treaties. Dayton said he also has concerns about the negative attitudes many Mille Lacs area residents have about the DNR and its management of the lake.
I think we need to all pull together now and try some things that have been resisted before and see that we're all in this together, and the tribes as well as the resorters and others there. I mean, everybody's affected by this drastic situation regarding the walleye population, and we... rather than pointing fingers, we need to be pulling together and seeing what we can do to turn the situation around.
Dayton isn't ruling out action on lake management measures, but he stressed that his priority for the special session is immediate aid to businesses. The governor held a private afternoon meeting with members of the Mille Lacs Tourism Board. He plans to visit the area Friday. Following the meeting, resort owner Tina Chapman talked about her concerns.
We're worried that what is going on right now isn't working. What the DNR is doing isn't working, and we need to make some changes to fix the health of the lake.
Other industry representatives also weighed in. Joel Carlson, a lobbyist for the Congress of Minnesota Resorts, said he's pleased that state leaders are ready to help.
Mille Lacs is one of the most popular walleye fisheries in the state and in the country, and so certainly when you restrict fishing on that lake, it's going to have economic consequences, and not just for resorts.
An informal group of legislators and administration officials is expected to begin planning for the special session and the possible legislation. Republican House Speaker Kurt Dowd of Crown said his goal is to provide the right kind of help, and he's not sure a quick special session is the best way to go.
I'm hoping that working group can get together in the next couple of days and take a look at what the situation is, what's caused it, and ultimately, hopefully, all of the possible solutions. And let's try to find something that can provide some relief for these resorts in the best way possible. And I think we have to be creative, probably.
Dowd and Dayton both said that a special session could also include state assistance for the Brainerd area, which was hit hard by heavy storms a few weeks ago. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
The latest round of statewide reading, math, and science test results out today shows little change in scores for Minnesota students compared to last year. Reading proficiency inched up only slightly, math scores overall were down a bit, and the gap in scores between students of color and white students remains. State education officials say widely reported problems in online testing this spring had no overall effect on scores. Tim Post has more.
The test scores come from the Minnesota Comprehensive Assessments most students take each spring. The exams measure proficiency in reading, math, and science. This year, 59% of students overall tested proficient in reading, the same as last year, and only one percentage point higher than 2 years ago. Meanwhile, math proficiency among all students fell one percentage point to 62%. Those aren't the results State Education Commissioner Brenda Caselius had hoped for.
No, I'm never satisfied unless we see forward progress in math, science, reading.
Of particular concern to Caselius is the gap in scores between white students and students of color. Overall, 70% of white students in 3rd through 8th grade were proficient in math. 33% of black students met math proficiency goals. That 37 percentage point gap has grown slightly in each of the last 2 years. Results in reading scores tell a similar story. Caselius says the data show the state needs to continue to offer professional development for teachers in struggling schools as a way to boost test scores for students of color.
We want to see all kids go up, but we want to see the kids who have been historically underachieving, their scores go up even faster. I mean, that's how you'll get the gap closure.
The state's two largest urban districts saw mixed results similar to the state's. Michelle Walker is Chief Executive Officer for the St. Paul School District.
We stayed the same in our reading proficiency. We saw a slight decrease in our math proficiency, and we saw a slight increase in our science proficiency.
Walker says the district is beginning to close the achievement gap in some grade levels and at certain schools, but overall, she says, that's not happening fast enough. Much like St. Paul, the Minneapolis district saw reading and math scores remain stable overall, with an increase in science scores. Interim Superintendent Michael Gore says there were bigger increases at a few of the district's struggling schools. For example, Jenny Lind Elementary saw a nearly 6 percentage point increase in reading scores. Even with that increase, only 21% of the school's students now test proficient in reading. But Gore is confident more increases are on the way for Jenny Lind and the entire district.
We're optimistic that what we're working on now is, in fact, making some significant difference.
Gore thinks a new district effort to give some Minneapolis schools more freedom to make budget, curriculum, and scheduling decisions will lead to better test scores in coming years. Hanging over this year's MCA scores was the question of whether the scores were valid at all. Computer glitches caused delays for thousands of students during spring testing. The Department of Education halted testing on two separate days. Education Commissioner Caselius says a third-party investigation found those problems did not invalidate the test scores.
There was no statistical evidence to support that on average there were any impacts to statewide scores.
But the head of the statewide teachers union Education Minnesota isn't convinced. Denise Specht says a union survey of 500 teachers this spring showed they have little confidence in this year's scores.
If I were a parent or a teacher, principal, or superintendent, I would be skeptical about the results.
Despite findings in the independent report that this year's scores are valid, testing vendor Pearson may owe the state damages because of the testing glitches. The Department of Education is negotiating with Pearson now over that issue and is expected to offer an update within a week or two. Tim Post, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Thursday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.